strange axle. I haven't got it mounted. I said once when I passed by with my old pocket knife, it's a little bit rough, but kind of brush it up on a little bit. If I want to put a fine edge, I got a horn in the kitchen.
My grandfather had a pocket knife that was so sharp he could just take and cut a hair.
Oh yeah, shave yourself with it.
He could hold a hair in and go into it and cut all the way up without cutting through it. Pretty good.
Razor sharp.
Yeah, it was real sharp on that thing. Yep. What about, say when a girl was getting ready to go to a party, she'd spend a lot of time in front of the mirror.
Primping that. Primping that. I remember one time when I was I reckon you might say I was up court in age. I think maybe the first or second time I'd ever been out with a girl was out buggy riding. She was older than I was. And when I was growing up, I had a good head of hair. And we was riding along now, talking, laughing. I turned around to her, I says, "Don't you think I'm pretty?" She says, "No. No such a thing as a pretty man. There's pretty women and handsome men." Cut me off. No such a thing as a pretty man. Men are handsome. Men are pretty. Women are pretty.
And
that's something to think about.
Sally might have a pretty dress on, and
yeah,
say Joan would try and make her dress even
pretty.
What? Now, when a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, when she went into town to buy it, to show the person what she wanted, she might take along a little square of cloth to use as a
sample.
What would she wear around her dress in the kitchen?
An apron. I got a daughter-in-law right now. She goes to town. She makes all of her kids dresses, makes her own clothes. Wonderful seamstress. She'll get started sewing and she'll stay with that. She'll go buy her material, several yards of it. Well, she'll have a pattern to lay it out, to cut it out by, and she'll cut it down, she'll sew it up, take it to whoever she's made it for. And if she hasn't got anything, she's a nervous type of person. If she hasn't got anything to do, no sewing like that to do, she's making one of them things like you see on the back of that couch on it, that red and white and blue stuff, that scarf thing. She made that.
Quilt?
No, it's not a quilt. It's a kind of a scarf outfit. That's not a quilt. They're talking about quilts. Back when I was a young fella, the old folks would quilt the old women. Like the men would be out clearing off a piece of new ground. The women would fix dinner, well, and after dinner they would quilt. I think my madam's got some old quilts and frames out yonder now. They'd get their cloth, whatever kind of covering they wanted on the quilt.